and luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Coco Gauff is out at the Olympics. She was eliminated in the third round in Paris by Croatia's Dana Vekic. Gauff argued with a chair umpire about a call at one point. Play was delayed for several minutes. She was in tears, ended up losing the match. The Senate expected to pass the first meaningful legislation in a decade aimed at protecting kids online. The move coming as a new study says about a third of children feel pressure by social media to be perfect.
Girls were about 14 points more likely than boys to feel the need for perfection. While social media has been linked to the ongoing youth mental health crisis, Congress has not enacted meaningful legislation to protect kids online in more than a decade. But today, the Senate is expected to pass two bills aimed at online safety.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Shock and grief in Northwest England. A 17-year-old in custody charged with murder following that stabbing attack that now left three children dead. This is ABC News. New warnings from the FDA about some versions of popular weight loss drugs. ABC's Ariel Reshev explains.
The agency is raising concern that compound pharmacies may be using salt versions of semaglutide, which are not FDA approved and could make users sick. Health officials also worried that those compound versions are often drawn from a vial with a syringe instead of a pen that delivers a single dose of the approved drugs. So experts say this is leading to people injecting too much, with the FDA seeing reports of up to 20 times the intended dose being taken.
Some of the issues, if you do take too much, include fainting, migraines, and gallstones. About three dozen Union Pacific rail cars jumping the tracks northwest of Des Moines today. No injuries reported, though. And a new look at how wealthy some Americans can be. A new study suggests nearly 22 million Americans, one out of every 15 of us, are officially millionaires. Research from UBS says that could grow to 25 million Americans in the next 4 years. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 226 people in Wisconsin have come down with whooping cough. Public health officials tell the Journal Sentinel that's a big increase over last year. Most infections have been in teenagers, but 9 cases are in babies less than a year old. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting a funding boost. About $1.3 million in grants are going to areas along the Great Lakes. In Gibraltar, the money will go to recreation trails, which will also protect local water and wildlife.
If the swamps aren't, you know, protected and maintained properly, I mean, that's the filters of the earth before the water gets out to the lake. So I think it's pretty important we protect those filters.
Steve Soans is the Gibraltar town chairman. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the invasive emerald ash borer has been found in Burnett County, meaning there are no counties left in the state uninfested by the beetle. DNR officials say they have confirmed a report of a possible infestation from June 13th in the town of Menan. They worry the beetle will eventually kill more than 99% of the white, black, and green ash trees in the state. Cities like Eau Claire have taken to removing the infected ash trees on city property entirely. Douglas County officials are reminding area residents to practice safe driving after seeing an increase in fatal accidents. According to Douglas County Sheriff Matt Izzard, there have already been 6 crashes leading to 8 deaths in 2024, 3 of which happened in the city of Superior. Sheriff's office officials are also reminding residents to reconsider getting behind the wheel after drinking or taking any other mind-altering substances. They say speed and impairment have been common factors leading to the increase in fatal crashes. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game 1 last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
The pitching staff was really good. You know, Kellen Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Aguero, Mears. Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Megill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can now only attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter. You must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's going to be plenty warm for Flamborama this weekend, no doubt about it. We'll get some of that rain possibilities out of the way. All this week, we are talking with our bands that are coming to Flamborama to entertain us this weekend. And we have Michelle with us, who was with the with Copperbox, who will be there on Friday. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking time to join us. We're excited to have you come up here Friday afternoon. 5 until 8 under the main tent. Tell us a little bit about Copperbox. I always like to hear musicians' journeys because they're all so unique and fun to listen to. So tell us a little bit about your journey and what brought you to Copperbox.
Thank you. Well, I started playing it in the polka music field, and my grandfather had a polka band, and his dad before that, you know, it's like fourth or fifth generation of polka bands and polka music. And funny enough, when I got to my teenage years, I still loved the polka and really? And played with my brothers and sisters in a band, and also met my husband who was playing with his family's band. And we started listening to all kinds of different music, and we were really digging, you know, some of the Zydeco blues music and rock of that time, you know. So we eventually got together and got married, and we were in separate bands, so we were like never saw each other. And we were like, if this marriage is going to work, we're going to have to see each other. So
right
decided to start our own band, and that brought us to playing a lot of polka shows at first, and then we realized that we were writing music for all kinds of genres of music that didn't fit that mold. So we were evolving as we were going, and we were also very influenced by Steve Jordan, the button accordion player from San Antonio area, who also was able to like rock out on the accordion, and mm-hmm. Clifton Chenier from Louisiana, and just loved that sound. So we decided to play whatever we felt like playing.
Yeah.
And center the band around the button accordion, and change up familiar songs with unique arrangements, and here we are 23 years later,
wow.
still playing with copper box and having a good time doing it. We've got a quartet right now and on the verge of adding another player, guitar player. So we've got Dan Cable on drums, Danny, my husband's brother on bass, and then my husband Danny and myself, and then our drummer's son is 15. He's quite the guitar player. So nice. He's coming to Flamborama playing on Friday night.
Well, we've obviously heard the progression of country music, that's our format, into a different sound of country. Polka has, I guess, talk a little bit about the transition of polka a little bit, because it's still the traditional sound, and I think, but there definitely is a newer sound to it for a younger generation of polka fans, right? Would that be a good way to describe it? A kind of a newer, fun, maybe twisted sound. I don't know. Twisted might be a bit much, but it's a little
different.
Depends. Yeah.
It depends. Yeah. With any genre of music, there's different, interpretations of it, I guess, if you will. There's good and bad of all genres of music. Mm-hmm. I don't always like titles. If music moves you, then it moves you, and no matter what it's called. But the polka is also very segregated. You had your Dutchman style, you have your Polish style, you have your Slovenian style, on and on. And a lot of times they didn't always cross paths, or the same followers didn't follow, all of those. We were lucky enough growing up that we had a mix of it available to us, and to go and see a band. We loved, listening to Eddie B, and as far as the Polish sound, my mom was Polish, but my dad's German, so we definitely got a heavy dose of German. And the Milwaukee scene was also very heavily Slovenian. So I grew up just an hour north of there. And it's interesting. So now also you have bands like Alex Meixner and the Brave Combo, us, that, rock out a little bit more, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. But then again, the Polish bands have been rocking out for a long time. It's heavy bass and drums is what I guess I mean by rocking out, right? So, yeah. And it's a little louder, but we definitely have that, heavy bass and drums going on, but we also play, like a little bit of the Tejano style mixed in with that, yeah. Because that's definitely related to that too. So
it has to be fun to see it progress like that. I mean, you probably grew up with more of that traditional sound of polka, and having
absolutely.
Played for 20 to 25 years now, and to have that flexibility to kind of like, okay, we're going to still respect that traditional polka, but we're going to have a little fun with it here, put a little twist on it, and just kind of do what we want to do here and make it fun for people, right?
Absolutely. And some of the greatest polka stuff that I love, listening to is bands that came out of New Ulm, Minnesota. Six Bad Dutchman and
Oktoberfest down there. Yeah, exactly.
Dutchman style music from the 60s and 70s. It's so powerful. We just love it. And the energy around it, I guess, is the common thread with that music. It's a community-based sound, where it brings people together and also makes them feel good.
Yeah, hopefully music can be a generational thing. I always tell people on my morning show, when I grew up, the AM stations all played big band music because that's what the older people grew up with. And now I've been in radio for over 30 years. For a while there, polka music was kind of the thing where it was a generational thing. And we're seeing polka music kind of sliding a little bit, I guess, to that generational thing a generation ago. But I think with the new sounds like you're talking about, we're hoping to kind of engage the younger people, right? And keep that genre of music alive and not let it die out, kind of like the big band died out, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any one thing quite defining that brings people together like it does. Music is very powerful, as you know. But I just, there's something about it that stands out to me. And not to say that we're not a polka band, like we still are all over the map with our song selection, but you know, I love the blues and the rock stuff too, but yeah, there's been a lot of, I feel like it almost missed a generation, and now the grandparents have been bringing grandkids along to some of the events, you know, so they're having that connection. And a lot of times what happens is, I've seen it many times, is when the grandparents pass away, the one thing that they remember is those good times. So with the polka music and the polka dances, and it's interesting, but I just don't know. Like, I'm not here to save it. I just love it. And it's a big part of us being musicians and what we've experienced. And if you get joy out of it, like, you should share it, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. So I asked this of the other two groups we had on yesterday. I'm going to ask you today. You've been doing music here for a little while. What stands out as the number one worst experience that you ever had? Names and locations are optional. But when you stand out a place that you played that you walked away from, you're just like, oh boy, that was weird or interesting. What stands out in your mind?
Well, there's been a couple instances trying to get through security at an airport with an accordion, and you know.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be interesting. But
that's not a show. probably one of our first shows, we were asked to, you know, quit early, and we didn't sound very good, and we were so devastated.
You
and
were asked, like, well, to quit, like, early, huh?
I guess this band thing is not going to work out. And so we were kind of, you know, crushed. And we went back home and set up all of our stuff and started practicing even harder. And I thought, well, the next gig went a lot better.
You dream of an encore, and instead you got asked to end early.
Yeah, you guys are good. You just, you know, pack up and go home.
Get on out of here. But it still must be fun for you. I've always been envious of people like you and musicians. A couple of my friends are musicians. I tell them, it has to be just a wonderful feeling to be up on stage when you're engaging in the audience. You see them dancing, having a good time, and clapping along and enjoying your music. That has to be just such a rush for you, and it's just so engaging.
It is. There, the energy that goes back and forth is incredible at times, obviously. We see more and more, obviously, people are on their cell phones at shows and whatnot. So... And with the whole 2020, you know, being the only way to reach people on the screen was a learning curve. And we weren't so sure that, like, we were going to keep going after that, because we need the energy back, sent back to the stage, you know, like, that's how we feed off of that, like most bands do. But it's almost like every show is like, what can we create together?
Right.
It's not just us playing our songs.
Yeah. 5 o'clock on Friday. Come on down, Copper Box. You'll hear a little polka sound, but a little bit of everything there. So it would be a great band to kick off the weekend. Michelle, we thank you so much for joining us. Where can they find you on the web? What's your website out there for people to check you guys out?
Copperboxband.com. We also have a YouTube channel that we've been releasing a lot of YouTube videos, and as well as a web series called Copperbox Uncut. So that's on our YouTube channel, and we're on all the social media streaming platforms as well. We're releasing a new album next week.
And that's so cool, because social media is such a a great outlet for bands like yours and ones that play kind of regionally. It's so much fun to see bands like yours have success and see so many people watching on YouTube, and it can be financially rewarding for some on too on the social media. But that's a whole platform that's pretty cool for bands like yours, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot more work. And, you know, obviously it'd be fun to just play our music, but this is such a great tool to use and to interact with people outside of just, you know, showing up at the show. And when people aren't able to be there, but they still comment and interact, we love it. So it's great. If anybody wants to connect with us, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it eliminates that merchandise employee too, because it used to be whenever bands would show up, they would have the huge table of CDs and cassettes. I remember that, and we probably don't do that anymore, I would guess, right? We just say, you can go online, right?
we do still release CDs, so we have a merch table with all the hats and the hoodies.
Yeah. Yeah,
But yeah, we went away with the cassettes for a while.
right. All right. Polka, not on cassette. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We look forward to seeing you here in Park Falls. Safe travel to you, your husband, and the band. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you so much, Joel.
We'll
see everybody there.
All right, Michelle. Michelle, she is with Copper Box, and they will be 5 o'clock Friday at the Flamborama grounds. Get out of work early, get down there. It's not just polka, it's much more than that, and they have a lot of fun with what they do. So great interview with Michelle. We'll podcast that for you at 98qcountry.com if you didn't catch it all.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98q country.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Q Country.
Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bend. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, roll low with my shotgun, way by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm on the shore of what a little girl's made of, gunpowder and lead. Well, it's 10:30, another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time.
Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
Chris Jansen, he's feeling it, feeling the good vibes at 98Q Country. Maybe just a bead of sweat running down your back with the weather we have here. Stay hydrated out there, folks. Park Falls Country Club, course is in great shape out there. Maybe a little round of golf after supper when it cools down a little bit. Whatever you need to do, maybe you like the hot weather. Get out there, get golf in the Park Falls Country Club. It's just a treasure here in Park Falls, a wonderful course. Give me a call. Let me know how that hole nine goes for you out there. It's a challenging and fun hole. Flamborama weekend, of course, very exciting. I'm taking a little breather today. Tomorrow, Chris Cruzy's coming, and we'll have Shane Kromberger warming up for him. That'll be right out at the Flamborama grounds. So people are a little bit confused because Wednesday Night Live is typically at Prizor Park next to the Rec Arena, but they're going to get that Flamborama tent set up a little bit early this year so we can have Chris Cruzy under the tent at the Flamborama grounds Wednesday, with Shane warming up at 5. Shane will join us tomorrow morning, by the way, to chat with us a little bit and maybe serenade us a little bit too. Shane Kromberger during Reality Radio tomorrow. And 98Q, along with Forward Bank, is a proud sponsor. And the Friends of Wednesday Night Live, proudly sponsoring Chris Cruzy. So come on out to the Civic Media tent right at the Flamborama grounds. And spin the wheel. You got some wonderful prizes. At the very least, you're going to win a little treat, you know. So we got a huge prize wheel. We got a separate trailer. We might have to have just a separate trailer just for the prize wheel. That's how big it is. So that's going on tomorrow as a part of Wednesday Night Live. And we'll be out there broadcasting on the grounds Friday and Saturday. Stop on by and say hello. Lots of activities. By the way, the Wednesday Night Live We had a couple people ask, well, the food vendors won't be there. What are they going to do for that? Well, the beverages will be there, obviously. But the Park Falls Knights of Columbus is serving up food tomorrow. Hot dogs, brats with kraut on it if you want, a third-pound cheeseburger, and Dan's at it again. Dan's famous pulled pork will be there, his pulled pork sandwiches. So there'll be coleslaw with that and beans, too. So they'll start serving at 5 o'clock. So get out there, support our local artist, Shane Kronberger, and then Chris Cruzy at 6. It's Music in the Park at the Flamborama tent tomorrow night.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil in-store or online.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I'm so much cooler online.
Download our app.
It's Appalicious.
And listen on your phone anytime, anywhere.
And now, it's available for everyone.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on on fire and crazy dreams.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I had one say we were done in a Baton Rouge college bar. It kind of came out of nowhere, man. I took that one pretty hard. And I had another one another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her till it all went black. She stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to for the almost maybes. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for a real good reason. Here's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, and it ain't me, it's you. Here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybe. If not for the almost maybe. There wouldn't be no all alones. Wouldn't be no sad songs. Wouldn't be no had enough. Pick yourself up and get to moving on. From the didn't work out, the girls next door and the out there crazies. There wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the almost maybe. Here's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. Here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes. Not for the almost maybes.
Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hand on the Bible, I swore that you were the one. The way that it felt didn't feel like I jumped. I'm sure I'll get on.
Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
There we were, in the back of that old C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Yeah, our hearts would beat faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Stars like confetti, ah.
Dustin Lynch there, and Stars Like Confetti at 98Q. Get into your Park Falls BP this Flamborama weekend. Everything you need to keep you going, keep you moving, the snacks, all that stuff, and the fuel, and quick in and out. Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. I was watching water polo this morning on the TV during our morning show. That's why I was distracted. That's insane. Water polo is, these people are nuts. I mean, they're swimming from end to end. They're treading water. I couldn't even play this sport in 2 feet of water, probably. And these guys are playing in water over their head, guys and gals, I'm sure. And the athleticism is, I believe I pulled a hamstring just watching it. Just incredible. Just incredible. It's live on TV right now because, of course, Paris is a little bit off on their clocks. Can't get them lined up with us. So it's kind of cool. I kind of like the Olympics this year because you can watch some of the stuff during the day if you're able. And then at night, you get kind of a different version of it. They take the, kind of the best of during the day and put it on then at night. But this water polo thing is just crazy. These people, please. it's a lot of swimming going on. So we're going to turn it over to Travis, and then we're going to give it to Gray at 2, and then Brewer baseball again tonight, looking to beat up on the old Braves team that used to hang around Milwaukee, but now they're down in Atlanta, so we'll do it tonight at 7:10. Will be our first pitch from AmFam Field. Busy day tomorrow with 98Q and Civic Media sponsoring Chris Cruzy. We'll be out there broadcasting from that event. You'll want to come down and see Shane at 5 and then Chris Cruzy at 6. We've got a jam-packed reality radio, including Shane Kronberger, going to be a little unplugged, going to give us a couple songs tomorrow morning. We'll talk to Craig from Bader Sports Center. We'll talk with Courtney down at the Chamber. Hopefully she's staying sane. I almost said sober. Hopefully she's staying sane and getting the whole Flamorama thing together. So we'll get Courtney in here and maybe slip her some of Gray's secret blend brew in the back there to get her through the day. And then we're going to talk with Sonic Circus. They're performing this weekend at Flamborama. They'll join us during Reality Radio. Harv will join us from Empty Pockets to talk about Harvorama Thursday night. Shane Kronberger, and we may even give away a certificate with Big G's favorite places to eat. It's a jam-packed Reality Radio tomorrow morning. Join us then. Travis Creeley is making his way in next.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm feeling
good. Discover Decor to Adore, your one-stop gift shop on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate this weekend the 71st annual Flamborama. Stop in and enjoy scrumptious ice cream, unique gifts, children's toys, captivating books, and more. Shop Flamborama Friday sidewalk sales, enjoy free live music, arts and crafts, carnival, car show, and a giant parade on Sunday. Visit Decor to Adore in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
Baby, what's on your mind? When you see me pull up in your drive, do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. Find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back, and kiss?